So this is the last chance to get enlightened before October. So don't mess around. Here we go. So please sit down, cross your legs, or put the legs over the chair. Make sure your body's comfortable. Close your eyes. And become aware of your body. First of all, being aware of your feet. Those sitting on a chair, where are your feet now? Do they need to be pushed further away from the chair or moved further closer to the chair? To be spread apart or move closer forward? Don't just assume that you know what they need. Move them and find out. And that means your mindfulness has a job to do. And that job is kindfulness. You're being kind to your body. You're getting to know your body much better. And over many years you find your sensitivity to parts of your body gets so strong that you can actually feel when your body needs a bit more attention and how you can get your feet to be really comfortable. And for me, every time I do this, my feet, I'm just starting on the feet, just started the meditation session, they start to tingle as if they are really relaxing to the max. And I move that attention further up to the ankles. I do the same there to make sure the ankles feel so at ease. And I know that has a positive effect. And when there's nothing obstructing the flow of all the body's energies and blood and lymph and other stuff, then my feet become very healthy. If they do get wounded, they heal very quickly. And I go up the legs. And then got the bones, the calf bones and the muscles of the calves, and also the skin on the outside. I feel it with my mind. And I care for it. Just like you care for a dear friend. My legs are my friends. I've been with them since I was born. I'm over 70 years. We know each other well. And I don't abuse my legs, I care for them. Are you comfortable, I ask, as if they were a very dear friend. I make sure I won't proceed further until my calves are also relaxing. Then to my knees. You do see people with knee injuries or tightness in those knees. If I see any tightness there, I'll relax it. How do you do that? Keep your mindfulness there, keep kindness there, and a bit of trial and error. You find out just through your mind, you can decide to open up areas which were squashed, release tightness, and learn to be at ease. Then you move past the knees to your thighs. Sometimes it's like doing a scan. Moving this mindfulness from just above the knees through your thighs up to your butt. Checking that everything is fine there. Why do you do that? Because you care for your body. It's a preliminary step of being able to spread that loving kindness to your own body in which you live. And I go past the thighs. They're fine, but I will look at them no matter how fine they are. I will never take my attention away from all the things which I rely upon. And I go to my butt. sitting on this chair. I do notice just around my butt, my waist belt is a bit tight. Rushing in here, I'm loosening it now. Oh, that feels, oh my goodness, that really does feel better. Just like a wave of nice energy just went through my waist. It's like my body understands me and look, I'm looking after you. And it's like its way of saying thank you. It relaxes and that feels so good. And then I look at my back. For me, I like to stretch my back. I've seen animals doing this in the jungles, in the forests, even kangaroos. And they stretch that back because it tends to, after you stretch it, you let it be, and it relaxes to a deeper state of ease afterwards. So my back feels really good. And I go down to the butt again, and I go up my body once more from the inside. This is where all these organs are. And this is often causes health problems if you don't relax them and keep them healthy. I go up my digestive system. I don't really decide what's where, I just scan upwards. And if I find anything which is tense, imbalanced, disturbed, I will pause and give an extra boost of kindness and relaxation. Kindness is opening the door of your heart to this moment. And I'm opening the door of my heart to how my gut feels. I'm not afraid. I'm at ease. And any tightness, there's hardly any feelings there at all right now. They're all pretty happy down there. But any tightness or tension, I feel can relax and ease. So there's no negative feelings there at all. Everything is wonderfully relaxed. I go out to my stomach. That feels good. Out to my lungs and my heart. This all seems fine. And then to my shoulders, which I learn how to relax. Just letting go of any feelings of pulling or stretching or straining. Just let my body, my muscles relax to the max. A lot of times any stress there is a sign of some fear or anxiety. When I relax those muscles, oh, they feel so nice, so good. And down my arms. Don't have any problems in my arms or elbows, but nevertheless, I will check every part of my body as I scan my attention downwards, past the elbows. They feel nice. The forearms. Oh my goodness. I do this every week. I always start with my hands in a silly position. Now I adjust my hands and my fingers. Now they feel good. It's the best I can get them. So there you are too, tingling with a deep sense of ease. So I go back up to my body, to my shoulders and my neck. And I know that my neck can feel strain or aches or pains if my head is in a rotten position. I make sure it's well balanced by moving my head backwards and forwards, to the left and to the right, until the head is well balanced on top of the neck. It feels good. I do it with my eyes closed because I trust that my mindfulness gives me good feedback. It learns what is the best position for my head on top of my neck. And then I go to the front of my face. And again, there's so many muscles around there. And sometimes you see a person come in, start talking to you. And I try and read those muscles on their face. It shows me whether they are afraid, depressed, angry, anxious. That is what I look for in my own face, to make sure all those muscles are fully relaxed. I'm spending my whole attention on my facial muscles. The awareness knows what they feel like, and it also gives me again that feedback, so I've learned how to relax everything. The face feels like light and open. It also means that many of those negative emotions are eased off. And then I feel my whole body, like, joined everything together. They've been relaxed in parts. Now I make sure that all together this one body is also relaxed. And I enjoy this part. My body feels so at ease, and that ease, that relaxation, does feel delightful. It's beautiful. Been running around most of the day, doing a lot of work. And now my body is like it's saying, thank you for relaxing me. My body serves me, and this is the time I serve my body. Show it gratitude. Ease off any aches and pains. And it shows me thanks back by feeling delightful. It's like those days you used to sit in what we used to call deck chairs, these days recliners, by some beach somewhere in the warm sun, just relaxing to the max, without a care in the world, because my body is at ease. It feels good, it's very healthy. And I'm not aware of any of my past or future, thinking it's just not here, because I'm enjoying the relaxation of the body. When you're aware of something which is pleasant, it automatically blocks out negative thoughts. And then, because it's nice to go even deeper, I let go of my body. Now I focus on this quality called peace. How peaceful are you right now? What creates that peace? How can you make that peace deeper and more pleasant? The old present moment awareness. Something which was taught by the Buddha from the very beginning. Letting go of the past, not running to the future. Just being in this moment. But how can you stay in this moment and not wander away? When you feel this present moment is very pleasant abiding. You're free of all this burden of the past. All these things which we think we're going to learn from, they just complicate you. You learn much more from the present moment than you will ever learn from the past. This is where truth, wisdom, enlightenment live. Not in the past, but right now. And for those of you with responsibilities, for the future, It's always nice to know that now is where your future is being made. What you do now, what you don't do now, how you regard this present moment, that has more power over your future than any plans. What most people need these days is learning how to relax to the max in their mind in this present moment. Another thing which helps is learning to be silent. Don't give things names. When you don't give things names, you can't plan. Sometimes negativity disappears, even positivity disappears. You go beyond both. You're silent. Silent like the forest at night. Silent like my cave. You can't hear anything at all there. Peace, silence. See if you can notice the delight in the silence of the mind. Now we'll be quiet until close to the end of the meditation, in another 5 minutes. So it's getting close to the end of the meditation now. How do you feel? What worked for you? And what does it feel like? What's the result? I keep mentioning this because I reckon that 90% of you, probably more, would always feel much better at the end of the meditation than you did at the beginning. You don't think you're good meditators, but you are. It works. And you keep doing this, and then your mind feels peaceful. You know what peace of mind is and how it's caused, and you can enjoy it, and how the body gets really relaxed and feels healthy and at ease. So I'm now going to ring the gong 3 times. Please wait for the 3rd ringing of the gong to finish before coming out of the meditation. That's good.